A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Coronavirus, special coverage with David Dujanovic.
Each week at this time, we get expert insight on the COVID-19 pandemic from one of the nation's top pandemic experts, former Utah Governor Mike Leavitt. And the big story that we've got to talk with him about today is the CDC alert that they're preparing to send out to thousands of physicians across the country, Dave, warning of a syndrome that is appearing in children. It's like an inflammation. Sometimes it'll affect their organs after they've recovered from COVID-19.
And Debbie, I really look forward to this conversation because I want to know if this is one of those elements, one of those things that could set back school starting up as normal in the fall.
And, certainly in light of the CDC getting set to issue this alert to doctors about this inflammatory syndrome, as they're calling it, that's appearing in kids, 100 kids in New York so far, a couple of kids in Kentucky. But with this alert going out, I would expect that the CDC would hear of more of this across the country. At least that's what they're looking to find out. We're going to ask Governor Mike Leavitt for his insight on that. And this medical issue really came to light yesterday during that Senate hearing, Dave. We carried it here live on KSL News Radio. And I paused for a moment and really thought about Senator Rand Paul's questioning of opening schools. And when he questioned Dr. Anthony Fauci about this, and this is where this syndrome really started to sort of bubble up in terms of public interest.
As much as I respect you, Dr. Fauci, I don't think you're the end all. I don't think you're the one person that gets to make a decision. Well, I think it's a huge mistake if we don't open the schools in the fall.
I think we better be careful if we are not cavalier in thinking that children are completely immune to the deleterious effects.
And he also discussed that inflammation that some kids are experiencing as a result after they recover from COVID, Dave.
Yeah, let's jump right out to our former Utah governor and former Health and Human Services Secretary, Mike Leavitt. Governor Leavitt, thank you so much for joining us. I think Senator Rand Paul has voiced a concern that a lot of us have. Are we going to be able to get our kids back to school come fall?
Well, I think the point that you've been making is that there's a lot we don't know yet about the virus. We have literally been dealing with this now for just a matter of months, and there's a lot of scientific questions we still don't have the answer for. And I think, generally speaking, we're in a position where we're learning to navigate a new risk that did not exist for us previously. And people have different appetites for risk. There are some who feel that the risks of being exposed at all are too great, and there are some for whom the risks are greater than others. Those who have sensitive health situations obviously are at higher risk. I think, generally speaking, we're now moving from through an inflection point in this whole odyssey. We have been dealing with it primarily through what I'll refer to as group behavior. Stay at home, close businesses, work from home, with large groups of people in unison doing things in large measure because of government requirements. We're moving into a period now where we're starting to open up, and we're going to be called upon to make more individual decisions. And by that, I mean decisions that might be made by a business or an individual school district, where we don't have full guidance and aren't being told by the government exactly what to do. And in those cases, there's going to be different people who respond to it differently. Now, with respect to schools, obviously there are 14,000 school districts in America. The situations will be different in different areas of the state and different even areas of a school district. So a lot of individual decisions need to be made.
I know this information about this inflammation syndrome that some kids are suffering after they've recovered from COVID is really just kind of brand new to all of us. I woke up this morning to this headline that the CDC was going to be sending out an alert to doctors across the nation about this. I would imagine there's probably other children across the country who may have suffered from this, but as a parent and now as a grandparent, Governor Leavitt, and your experience with pandemics, what do you suggest parents do when we look at possibly putting our kids back in school or back in an environment where they're playing baseball with other kids and you hear about these types of side effects happening, fever, inflammation of organs in some kids?
Well, here again, we're talking about different people having different views toward this. We live in a society where people do have the capacity to a large extent to make decisions on their own, as opposed to just having the government make them for everyone. This, your question is not one that can be crisply answered. There may not be a specific answer for every person. But there are a lot of different side effects and lots of different things that we're beginning to learn. We're learning, for example, that COVID-19 affects younger people, not just children, but it tends to thicken blood. And we're starting to see some people have strokes. This doesn't affect everyone, but certain people. We may find in time that it has something to do with genetics. And it's disconcerting. It's a little frightening. But the reality is it's a risk that we are subject to right now that we haven't been in the past, and we're having to learn how to navigate it. We all just sheltered in place, but it didn't make the virus go away. It just meant that we were able to constrain or mitigate its impact. And given the fact that we don't have a vaccine, this is the kind of decision making that we're at this point reliant upon to protect ourselves and those we love.
As we look at, we're probably close to 2 weeks from going from red to orange, and you look at the number of cases, the COVID cases we've seen, it has really plateaued here in the state of Utah. I know it's very easy to kind of pounce on the Little League baseball games or the people not wearing masks, but I look at here we are at about 2 weeks, and it seems like we've been fairly successful. Has the move from red to orange, in your opinion, been successful since we haven't seen this big uptick in COVID cases?
Well, in my opinion, it has been. I think we're outperforming the disease models very well. Now, what we still don't know is whether those disease models have been too pessimistic, and hence we're outperforming them, or whether or not it's simply been our social distancing and that we can all congratulate ourselves for having been able to minimize the impact of the virus. If that were the case, then we will, as we begin to release our social distancing practices and mitigation practices, we'll logically begin to see an uptick. And I think that it's very likely that that'll happen. Now, whether it'll be catastrophic is a different question. If we're measuring whether or not our emergency rooms are being overrun, they're not. That doesn't mean that individual people aren't being affected. And so we're all having to make decisions about the degree to which we constrain our activity and the protective measures that we take. For me, I still think it's valuable to be social distancing. I'm wearing a mask as has been recommended. I'm doing my best to maintain a distance. I'm constraining myself from some events, but it's because I'm getting close to that age where I have to be particularly concerned about it. But if you're a 21-year-old, you might see it differently.
Former Governor of Utah, Mike Leavitt, former Health and Human Services Secretary, and certainly one of the nation's top experts on pandemics. Governor Leavitt, thank you, as always, for joining the Dave and Dujanovic Show here on KSL News Radio. He's with us every Wednesday, Dave, and I feel like I walk away with better insight on what's going on in this, with this, and the new developments that are happening by the day with this disease.
Yes, I look forward to this conversation every single week. But the fact that he feels like we have been successful moving from red to orange, that's a pat on the back that I appreciate.
So even if this state does go to yellow, let's just say before the end of the month, are you the kind of parent that's just ready to reactivate their kid based on what the government says the color code is at? Are you more like me? Let's just wait and see how things go first. Let's just wait. How about July 1st, we reactivate you? July 15th, August 1st. Call in. Tell us which team you're on when it comes to your kids. 801-575-TALK. It's 945. We're back after news, traffic, and weather.
Dave and Dujanovic.
This is Tim and Amanda.
We report on the news until 9. Then Dave and Dujanovic talk about the news.